This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Jane. Hi, Jane.
Recently, just a day ago, got diagnosed with glaucoma. I was told that it is, in fact, hereditary, and I had a few questions, such as maybe, is there anything else that causes that? I was told that it was verbatim, hereditary only. Is there anything else that I could do to try to get this out? Right now, they've got me, like, on eye drops three times a day. It started out with like a black spot. My whole eye went black on one side. After all the tests, I found out I got another small dot on the other eye. We don't know if that's going to come back or not. My pressure was like 58, three times the pressure that it should be.
Well, it just depends. The issue is with the eyes and with glaucoma, and the pressure can be coming from different, several different things. And the alternative guys think it comes from one way, I guess, if you will. And of course, medicine agrees that it comes from another. Some of the best things you can do for overall eye health and to support the eyes. Number one, of course, you got obviously your ophthalmologist probably supporting you in this and carrying you through. The other thing we know for sure about eye health is lutein. Lutein has strong antioxidant properties to support overall eye health and also reducing inflammation in the body as a whole. From a natural perspective, those are some of the best things you can do. From a nutritional and lifestyle-based perspective, some of the best things you can do to support the eyes. The main thing you want to do is stay with what your ophthalmologist has you doing. That's the key. All right. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Is marijuana going to be a diet? Well, they're saying possibly. So what to eat? Want to eat whatever you want, stay thin, and never exercise? Well, that's the new promise of what researchers at the University of California in Irvine say might become a reality soon in the years or in the topic of weight loss. Interesting. In a mouse study, of course, it's with mice, but in a mouse study, researchers found that a brain chemical with characteristics similar to an active cannabinoid ingredient in marijuana helped regulate the body's overall metabolism. When scientists tweaked the protein in the mice's brains that turned down the levels of a compound called 2-AG, which is compared to what's in marijuana, the mice's metabolism skyrocketed. So the mice were able to eat high-fat food diets without exercising and maintaining normal blood pressure and no increased risk of heart disease or diabetes. Researchers reported in the March issue of the Journal of Cell Metabolism, the researchers explained that in a university release that the mice were in hypermetabolic state. That means it's going really fast. They said, we discovered that these mice were resistant to obesity because they burn fat calories much more effectively or efficiently than normal mice do, explained Danielle Potamelli. She's a PhD and professor of pharmacology and researcher on the study. We had known that these chemicals played a role in cell energy regulation, but this is the first time that we found a target where it actually occurred. So specifically, the mice stayed thin because their brown fat, which exists in all mammals, became hyperactive and was converted into heat much more rapidly. Brown fat naturally burns calories only when the body is in a cold environment. Now, recent research published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation found that to create a similar fat-burning effect in humans, scientists would need to create a drug that blocks this 2AG production in the brain, which they don't anticipate will happen for many, many years. But the fact is that marijuana, which is now becoming more popular, of course, and it's in the news how it's getting legalized in certain states, marijuana actually has chemicals in it that can support overall health when it comes to metabolism. Not that I'm advocating pot. I'm just saying look for some things that are coming around the corner. Don't go get high and then try to lose a bunch of weight. I'm not advocating that at all. Let's go now to Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
To call in regard to heartburn and indigestion. I want to know what causes it. You know, maybe homeopathic remedies, you know, or something, you know, and what other kind of damage it can cause to your body as far as, you know, have hurt from the heart, and then also your esophagus. So if I get a little more insight on that, that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, let's look at digestive health as a whole. I mean, everybody wants, and again, I get these questions all the time, you want the, when you say homeopathic, you're looking really for more of a natural approach, is kind of the thought. And when it comes to the GI tract, there's some basic principles for overall digestion. If you deal with acid reflux, if you deal with heartburn, if you deal with any of those kinds of issues, the basic principles are all the same. Number one, you want to increase the good gut bacteria. Number one, by doing that, you can do probiotics. That's very simple. It's a supplemental form you can do. Putting the good bacteria back in the digestive tract is incredible for setting the stage for a healthy gut, healthy colon, healthy digestion. We're only as healthy as the foods we can digest, absorb, and assimilate. Those are the keys. So by putting the right stuff in, that's where you're going to give the best benefits to the body. Good, healthy gut flora, probiotics. You can do yogurt, of course, which has live probiotics in them. It's a great food source. Fermented vegetables like kimchi are great options as well. Building a good digestive tract is exceptionally important, is very important along the way. Now, another key that's very important in this that I really want to focus on in dealing with good gut health is making sure that your elimination is good. The probiotics are important, doing that, but also digestive enzymes. Eating digestive enzymes with your meals every single day is critical. We don't have the enzymes in our soil like we used to have. And so by putting the right kind of enzymes with your food, eating good, you know, foods as best you can, fruits and vegetables, organic if you can, but don't freak out if you can't. I'm just excited that you'd be eating fruits and vegetables and not French fries. So I'm just trying to get people off of that plan. And that's really the key. So focusing on that is good for digestive health, getting plenty of digestive enzymes. Come off the grains, come off of gluten, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers for a period of time, not forever, but for a period of time will really help a lot of the GI distress that could be going on with that. Acid reflux, check out apple cider vinegar. Many times apple cider vinegar as a good food source can help regulate a lot of the hydrochloric acid that may be missing in your digestion due to maybe stress overload, or which is very popular now. And again, make sure you're eating a good, clean, low inflammatory diet as well. All that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, by the way. If your doctor has you on medicine, you want to stay on it. Don't change anything. But maybe take some of these tips to he or she and see what they recommend. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. America, this is your show. It's about your health. It's about your fitness. It's about your life. It's about going to the next level. Now, interestingly enough, one thing that's a hot topic right now with women for sure is breast cancer. It's something that many women are nervous about. They get scared. They don't know what to do. And I want to talk to you about some tips that can help as far as foods go to support the body on the preventative side. Okay? Doesn't mean changing anything your doctor's doing. This is more in prevention for what some of the studies out there are saying about breast cancer. So here's some foods that can support the body. Really important. And me, I love nutrition, so this is a big key. So curry is really important. It's a spice that gives a beautiful yellow color. Of course, it's called curcumin. And really good. Lab studies have shown that curcumin is a whole and supplemental form could play a role in helping fight breast cancer tumors, possibly when combined with certain drug-based therapy. It also may have anti-inflammatory effects that could protect the overall cell health. You need supplements to get enough curcumin to even make a difference. So the foods are okay, but the supplements make a difference. By putting veggie curry full of broccoli, onions, and garlic on your breast cancer prevention menu could help make your anti-cancer nutrition plan a lot more fun. Now, just know, I do think this is very important. There is a new board certification for dietitians on the oncology side, and they're training them very well on how to create supportive therapy as far as foods go in your plan if you're dealing with cancer. And get with a dietitian that's got this credential, and I'm telling you, they'll give you great information. Broccoli's another one. Broccoli's garnered the most attention as breast cancer prevention food. Research has shown that it may block tumor growth, explains Marion, who's preventing the further spread of cancer if it does occur. You can also get this anti-cancer benefit from other cruciferous veggies, including cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and kale. But you most likely need to eat one or more of these vegetables every day, she advises. Marion's a registered dietitian in the study that I'm talking about. Now, garlic's another big one, too. Been around forever. I'd eat a clove every day. But garlic seems to have an impact on what we call cell cycling. It's the process by which a normal, healthy cell might become cancerous. The credit for these goes to a component called allyl sulfide. The allyl sulfides are found throughout the onion family. And so garlic and onions, you can add them to your recipes. And, of course, they make a difference. You can get them in a supplemental form if that's what you want to do. But, again, with people on blood thinners, you always need to check with your doctor before taking any garlic supplements because there could be potential drug interactions on that. Apples are great. Now, apple a day keeps what? The doctor away. That's very true. But there's a catch. If you normally peel your apple and toss away the colorful wrapping, you're tossing away the rich source of antioxidants, fiber, and the compounds, including quercetin, that are strong in the anti-cancer nutrition category. Lab studies show that the apple peel can actually fight the spread of cancer cells. So good news is that you won't need the exotic the varieties, like all the different fancy kind of apples, Fuji apples and all these other, you know, Granny Smith. The regular Gala apples are just as good. Regular red apples are fine. And of course, you may like the taste of the other ones, but all of them contain most of the tight-packed cancer-fighting nutrients in the peel. Pomegranates are good, too. Now, these are my favorite. Now, I got to be honest. I've always had pomegranate juice, but it wasn't until about a couple of years ago that I actually had a pomegranate. In some of my medical training that I was doing, I had a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant eating one, and I said, you know, I've never really had one of those. Let me have it. I'd love to try it. And, of course, if you never had one, you crack them open, cut them open, and it looks like a honeycomb inside with these little red seeds. And, I mean, they're so good. I mean, if you think the pomegranate juice tastes good, the actual fruit, to me, is just amazing. Now, it's very messy. I got it all over myself. I mean, it's like the red dye just goes everywhere. But they're unbelievably good. So research in the role of pomegranates are saying now are very, very strong. And they're strong in the help to fight cancer growth, especially estrogen-dependent cancers, which, as we know, are a lot of the breast cancer type issues. So some of the things I love about pomegranates that they're talking about, that, of course, adding to your grocery list is important, but they also can help fight heart disease and potentially prostate cancer, guys. So they're just phenomenal at what they can do. They're very, very good, too. I just love the taste of them. Walnuts are very important. Now, all the nuts are great. Almonds, you know, I talk about them a lot. But the walnuts are fantastic. Now, they have a huge amount of omega-3 fatty acids. They help reduce body inflammation. And we also know that they're great as a preventative measure for breast cancer tumors and also prostate. So this tasty nut, they say, can play a role in your breast cancer prevention. Fish is good, too. Don't forget your omega-3 fats. Salmon is phenomenal as well. But, of course, the anti-cancer nutrition recommendations usually say limit your intake of red meat and processed meats like bacon and packaged deli meats. You always want to lean toward mackerel, salmon, sea bass, and tuna as more of your better choices in this. And I really do. I'm a huge fish guy, too. I eat fish all the time. I think it's one of the best sources of proteins next to eggs that we can get. Flaxseed, they're saying now, of course, is very beneficial in people that deal with breast cancer or they're concerned about it. When you use milled flaxseed, it has a component called lignans, explains in this. And lignans may actually decrease cancer growth, making it a perfect substitute or help or addition to the diet for management in most cancer situations. It's a good adjunct. Remember, these are not cures. These are not the ultimate remedies. These are supportive foods. While you're going through chemotherapy, while you're going through radiation, whatever your oncologist has you doing, you know, talk to them about this. Get a good oncologist-based RD that is, get their little certification in that. Makes a big difference. Soybeans are good, too. Don't forget, we got some more foods that are beneficial for breast cancer if you're dealing with that or know someone that is. I'm talking about the top foods that will support your body. If you're dealing with breast cancer, you're wanting to prevent it and not go there, or you're under treatment and therapy right now and you want to know what can you do to build your body up. Got a few more foods to talk about that, and back to the calls when we come back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Now, one of my favorite areas in the country is Asheville, North Carolina. I love the mountains of Western North Carolina. They're beautiful. Of course, being an outdoors guy like I am, I love spending a lot of time over there. Well, now, 1 in 4 deaths in Western North Carolina are associated with heart disease. Of course, across the country, the numbers are about the same. But together, I really believe we can change this. And for the last 14 years, Black Mountain, North Carolina, has hosted 2 of the premier trail races in the country. The Black Mountain Marathon, which is 26.2 miles, and the Mountain Mental Challenge, which is 40 miles. Nationally recognized long-distance races, they weave their way to the base and peak of the highest mountains on the East Coast. The mission of the WNC, or Western North Carolina Heart Challenge, is education and motivation. So we hope to educate folks about the importance of exercise, one of my big keys, in preventing heart disease. And we hope to motivate folks to get out and exercise even more, even if it's just a little bit. I always say just get out and just do what you can. But if we run the race, you can get out and exercise. So the goal of the WNC Heart Challenge is to raise $10,000 to support education and awareness programs for young people in WNC or Western North Carolina through Mission Hospital in Asheville Cardiology. So this year, the WNC Heart Challenge happens on February 23rd, coming up right around the corner. And joining us right now is John Richardson. He's the co-founder of the WNC Heart Challenge. So John, the event, obviously, you're co-founder of, and it has a very special meaning to you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what it means to you, why you founded it, and where your heart is with, literally, no pun intended, but where your heart is for this event.
Absolutely. Well, the race actually began in 1999, and it was originally marketed as America's toughest marathon, and since then it has grown into an ultra race, a 40-mile component to the race, and it's grown from 50 competitors to now this year there'll be 450 competitors.
Wow.
And I was fortunate enough to be one of the original 50 to run the race back in 99, ran it a couple times, ran the 40 once. And then decided to take a break from running. And I guess about 8 years ago, had actually my little sister got stage 3 melanoma, and I went in to get checked just to make sure I didn't have skin cancer.
Right.
And by chance, my primary care doctor heard a heart murmur. And I kind of laughed about it because I had been an athlete my whole life, and nobody had ever told me I had a heart murmur. And it kind of caught his attention because I had a full physical 6 months earlier, and he hadn't heard anything. One thing led to another, and ended up having a aortic valve replacement, my aortic roof replaced. And it was not any fun. It was an incredible challenge, but I was fortunate enough to have some great doctors and great family support taking care of me. And so that was about 8 years ago. And a few weeks ago, I turned 40, and as a goal of mine, I decided I wanted to run the race one more time.
Right.
And didn't want to do it just to do it. I wanted to do it to kind of help raise awareness, because that's something that I'm passionate about. The single most important thing that folks can do for the most part for their health is get out and go for a walk every day for 30 minutes.
It really is. The research behind that is so strong, you know, as far as exercise goes and overall cardiovascular health. And John, you know, as you're sharing this, I mean, I just want to stop for just a second. So, you know, you're about 32, I guess, and you go in and they tell you have a heart murmur, which a lot of times can be congenital. You know, you're born with it and it's something that just never got caught. And as we get older, it can kind of show up. So when they told you that, you know, what were you thinking at that point? Were you just thinking, okay, did they first tell you it was no big deal? How did they get into the replacement? How did you go into that far? And what were your thoughts going through that? I mean, did it change you? And if it did, how?
It happened over about a month period of time. And I could tell from the way the doctors talked to me that there was some urgency. Mine was congenital, and mine was unique in that it stopped functioning over a relatively quick period of time. So I can remember pulling in. I was living in Atlanta at the time to Emory Heart Center, and my wife said to me, "Well, who are you going to see?" And I told her it was Dr. Brooks. She was in the car with me, and my wife at the time was the pharmacist for the Emory Village CVS, and she filled all the prescriptions for a lot of the doctors that came out of sent the prescriptions for their patients out of the hospital.
Right.
And I said, "Dr. Book," and she said, "You mean Wendy Book?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Why aren't you going to see a heart transplant cardiologist?" And that was my first clue that something was up. I really thought it was like a candid camera show. I really thought it was a joke. And at that point, when she sat down and said, well, John, you look like you're in great shape except for your heart, and this is how we need to fix it, and pulled out a diagram and started marking X's and O's, I laughed. I said, whoa. I said, hold on. Are we talking optional here?
can we talk about this? Is this something that maybe we can sleep on? Or what?
Yeah. I said, yeah. You know, is this John saying this? And she said, oh, no, you can live maybe another year, maybe a year and a half, unless you get this done. I said, okay. I said, is this something that can go in through my groin and just, you know, run a little catheter up and do it that way? And she laughed. She said, no, they're going to have to crack you open, and they do a real good job of it, though. And I was fortunate to have some really good doctors looking out for me. And part of my decision to move to Asheville has been the emphasis on health care and healthy lifestyles and the incredible heart facility that they have at Mission Hospital. And
they do.
And the good doctors there that take care of me now.
Yeah, Mission is a great team over in the Asheville area for sure. Now, the co-founder, that's such an amazing story. It just really, you know, to be that young and to be told that and to be facing that is a bit of a challenge. But to rise above it and go through it, the doctors did a great job, like you said. It just puts you on a path to want to not see other people have to go through any other challenges like that toward their heart. The co-founder of the challenge is Grayson Deal. And I guess Grayson has an amazing story as well. Do you want to share a little bit of that on his behalf?
Yeah, he had an SVT, and this was several years ago. Had it ablated. Everything is great now, but he was inspired to do the same type thing, and he actually thru-hiked the Appalachian Trail and raised a good chunk of change for the American Pediatric Cardiology Association, I think. But he was inspired to do that, and he and I were kind of swapping heart stories one day, sitting down at lunch, and he had just signed up to run this race, and I had signed up to run the race. I said, hey, maybe we could do something with this. Maybe we could help get the word out. So that's kind of how it came together with me and Grayson working together on this.
Well, I think it's a great event. I think it's going to inspire a lot of people, and our hope is that many people in the Asheville area will come together and be a part. And if they can't, even other people that are around the area are really want to support heart health for others and research and that sort of thing can be able to donate and be able to help support others as they go through this. So getting involved in the WNC Heart Challenge can be done in three simple steps on the website. Is that right? Why don't you take us through those steps?
Absolutely. We are supposed to do three things. Number one is educate themselves. And we have a really cool, it's a 9-minute video, and it's just a link on the website that goes to YouTube. There's this family practice doctor up in Canada that's really interested in preventative health. And the title of the video is 23 and a half hours. And the premise of it is, can you limit your sitting or sleeping to just 23 and a half hours a day? So what he's saying is, get out and be active for 30 minutes a day. It's a great little piece. It's 9 minutes and 15 seconds. And we really want everybody to, if they do anything, go on the website and check that out, because it'll open your eyes to the importance of getting out and exercising every day. And like we said, it doesn't mean you have to go out and run a marathon up a mountain in February up the highest peak on the East Coast. But the whole goal is that if I can do it and if Grayson can do it, then everybody else can get out and exercise, go for a walk 30 minutes a day. So the first piece is watch the video and educate yourself. And then the second piece is motivate yourself. Get off the couch, turn off the TV, get outside and enjoy the beautiful weather. Enjoy God's creation out there and just be active. Get a dog, go to the Humane Society, get a dog, take your dog for a walk every day, but do something. And then for folks that do want to help financially, the third piece is donate. So we want folks to educate. We want them to be motivated. And we want them to donate because talking with the physicians, the cardiologists at Asheville Cardiology, it's such an epidemic at this point, not just in Western North Carolina, but across the country, that they really feel like we need to be starting early and earlier with the message to get out and exercise. So
you have to, John. You really do. We're talking with John Richardson. Thank you so much, John, for sharing that story and for all that you do as being a co-founder of the WNC Heart Challenge. It's just going to be such a huge impact for the area. And just so you know, the proceeds, whenever you donate to this, will go to the Children's Hospital and the children's programs in the WNC area. Mission Hospital is a huge sponsor of that, and also Asheville Cardiology. You know, two big players in the area that have made huge impacts in people's overall health that we're excited about. If you want more information, go to WNCHeartChallenge.com. That's WNCHeartChallenge.com. I want to thank John Richardson again for being with us. Make sure to check it out and get healthy on February 23rd.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
America, this is your show. It's about your health. It's about your fitness. It's about your life. It's about going to the next level. Now, interestingly enough, one thing that's a hot topic right now with women for sure is breast cancer. It's something that many women are nervous about. They get scared. They don't know what to do. And I want to talk to you about some tips that can help as far as foods go to support the body on the preventative side. Okay? It doesn't mean changing anything your doctor's doing. This is more in prevention for what some of the studies out there are saying about breast cancer. So here's some foods that can support the body. Really important. And me, I love nutrition, so this is a big key. So curry is really important. It's a spice that gives a beautiful yellow color. Of course, it's called curcumin. And really good. Lab studies have shown that curcumin as a whole and supplemental form could play a role in helping fight breast cancer tumors, possibly when combined with certain drug-based therapy. It also may have anti-inflammatory effects that could protect the overall cell health. You need supplements to get enough curcumin to even make a difference. So the foods are okay, but the supplements make a difference. By putting veggie curry full of broccoli, onions, and garlic on your breast cancer prevention menu could help make your anti-cancer nutrition plan a lot more fun. Now, just know, I do think, this is very important, there is a new board certification for dietitians on the oncology side, and they're training them very well on how to create supportive therapy as far as foods go and your plan if you're dealing with cancer. And get with a dietitian that's got this credential, and I'm telling you, they'll give you great information. Broccoli's another one. Broccoli's garnered the most attention as breast cancer prevention food. Research has shown that it may block tumor growth, explains Marion, who's preventing the further spread of cancer if it does occur. You can also get this anti-cancer benefit from other cruciferous veggies, including cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and kale. But you most likely need to eat one or more of these vegetables every day, she advises. Marion's a registered dietitian in the study that I'm talking about. Now, garlic's another big one, too. Been around forever. I'd eat a clove every day. But garlic seems to have an impact on what we call cell cycling. It's the process by which a normal, healthy cell might become cancerous. The credit for these goes to a component called allyl sulfide. The allyl sulfides are found throughout the onion family. And so garlic and onions, you can add them to your recipes. And, of course, they make a difference. You can get them in a supplemental form if that's what you want to do. But, again, with people on blood thinners, you always need to check with your doctor before taking any garlic supplements because there could be potential drug interactions on that. Apples are great. Now, apple a day keeps what? The doctor away. That's very true. But there's a catch. If you normally peel your apple and toss away the colorful wrapping, you're tossing away the rich source of antioxidants, fiber, and the compounds, including quercetin, that are strong in the anti-cancer nutrition category. Lab studies show that the apple peel can actually fight the spread of cancer cells. So good news is that you won't need the exotic the varieties, like all the different fancy kind of apples, Fuji apples and all these other, you know, Granny Smith. The regular Gala apples are just as good. Regular red apples are fine. And of course, you may like the taste of the other ones, but all of them contain most of the tight-packed cancer-fighting nutrients in the peel. Pomegranates are good, too. Now, these are my favorite. Now, I got to be honest. I've always had pomegranate juice, but it wasn't until about a couple of years ago that I actually had a pomegranate. In some of my medical training that I was doing, I had a nurse practitioner, or physician's assistant, eating one, and I said, you know, I've never really had one of those. Let me have it. I'd love to try it. And, of course, if you never had one, you crack them open, cut them open, and it looks like a honeycomb inside with these little red seeds. And, I mean, they're so good. I mean, if you think the pomegranate juice tastes good, the actual fruit, to me, is just amazing. Now, it's very messy. I got it all over myself. I mean, it's like the red dye just goes everywhere. But they're unbelievably good. So research in the role of pomegranates are saying now are very, very strong. And they're strong in the help to fight cancer growth, especially estrogen-dependent cancers, which, as we know, are a lot of the breast cancer type issues. So some of the things I love about pomegranates that they're talking about, that, of course, adding them to your grocery list is important, but they also can help fight heart disease and potentially prostate cancer, guys. So they're just phenomenal at what they can do. They're very, very good, too. I just love the taste of them. Walnuts are very important. Now, all the nuts are great. Almonds, you know, I talk about them a lot. But the walnuts are fantastic. Now, they have a huge amount of omega-3 fatty acids. They help reduce body inflammation. And we also know that they're great as a preventative measure for breast cancer tumors and also prostate. So this tasty nut, they say, can play a role in your breast cancer prevention. Fish is good, too. Don't forget your omega-3 fats. Salmon is phenomenal as well. But, of course, the anti-cancer nutrition recommendations usually say limit your intake of red meat and processed meats like bacon and packaged deli meats. You always want to lean toward mackerel, salmon, sea bass, and tuna as more of your better choices in this. And I really do. I'm a huge fish guy, too. I eat fish all the time. I think it's one of the best sources of proteins next to eggs that we can get. Flaxseed, they're saying now, of course, is very beneficial in people that deal with breast cancer or they're concerned about it. When you use milled flaxseed, it has a component called lignans, explains in this. And lignans may actually decrease cancer growth, making it a perfect substitute or help or addition to the diet for management in most cancer situations. It's a good adjunct. Remember, these are not cures. These are not the ultimate remedies. These are supportive foods. While you're going through chemotherapy, while you're going through radiation, whatever your oncologist has you doing, you know, talk to them about this. Get a good oncologist-based RD that is, get their little certification in that. Makes a big difference. Soybeans are good, too. Don't forget, we've got some more foods that are beneficial for breast cancer if you're dealing with that or know someone that is. I'm talking about the top foods that will support your body. If you're dealing with breast cancer, you wanted to prevent it and not go there, or you're under treatment and therapy right now and you want to know what can you do to build your body up. Got a few more foods to talk about that, and back to the calls when we come back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's C-H-E-R-I-B-U-N-D-I.com. That's cherrybundy.com.